Let's establish a new protocol. No saying hi, Ion. No saying greetings. When we get going along and we're talking, that interrupts the flow and the speed. The idea is to say stuff as fast as possible among yourselves and keep Ion interested. Don't bring up yourself or salute Ion. That breaks up the rhythm.
Okay, Ion,
does the cell...
No, Wendy. Hey, who's that rude person? Wendy had the question, all right? Don't be a fucking idiot.
Okay, have any of the JWs met in the physical face-to-face? And the second part of my question is, irregardless of the answer to that one, is there a benefit or a disservice if this happens where you meet your double?
No.
No to both questions? JW has
no, no, that. Yes. A lot of them have run into them themselves. They're constantly tripping over themselves.
Ask the question, Wendy, real short. Do part one with very little wordage in there, and we can find out what, Bonnie.
Have they spoken to each other?
Yes.
And how many of them are there currently?
11.
Do they, when they are engaging in conversation, do they make plans like, you do this today and I'll do that, like workout?
No. No, it's always like deja vu. Wait a minute, this is already done. I just went to do this. It's already done. Wait a minute, this is supposed to be over here and it's over there.
Okay.
Who's been messing with the stuff?
So, and there's no disservice to meeting your double, like... That's a meme I've heard.
No, except admit it really will foul up a trading account.
It will foul up a trading account?
Yes, you can't, between the JWs, you can't hide the, like, different passwords and different accounts. So he'll get the idea to put in a contract to buy an order. Well, it'll already be done. So many is the day that one of them will check and they'll find there are 9 or 10 orders for the same order 10 times.
Okay.
And, of course, that's a mistake, but most times it's not a mistake and all of them get executed, and it's pretty amazing. But it's still, if that was not the intention for all of them, then you better not tell any of them because they just likely not do it 10 times.
Okay. And can a double of yourself share a body? So like you go to sleep at night and one of your other selves changes places with you?
But it can change places, but not in the same body.
Not in the same
one
body.
One can get up out of bed and another one can go to bed. That's happened. Bob's run into that many times.
Okay. Okay,
but
that's
not swapping within the body. Not swapping within the body.
So there's an actual physical change. It's a different physical body getting up in the morning than the one that went to bed. That's really good. Thank you so much. I'll let someone else ask. Thanks.
Good questions, Wendy. Good questions.
Is there a better scenario for multiple JWs or even multiple of any of us as far as having that? The deja vu experience. Can our...
Are you making it simpler, Bart? Who the fuck knows what you're saying? Can't you make it simple and use the 6 degrees of separation? That's okay.
Well, it seems like Ion was explaining there was an issue with the deja vu and things getting done multiple times.
No,
and that
no,
may not... That,
not a problem. It's not a problem. It's just the,
not a problem.
The issue. The issue is you may have 10... orders for 10,000 shares of something, and the chip body doesn't know the difference, so it takes them all. So he very maniacally, all of them, double-check each other maniacally to make sure that 9 others aren't doing the same thing that one had done. Do you see?
Yes, and is there a way for them to be able to avoid that?
Okay. You've got 11
that
of you
that...
Check them. Check it. If you've got 11 of you, you got enough to cover. So check it. Do what you do, but check it.
And you use the term chip body with regard to their transactions.
Yeah.
and there wasn't any checks and balances going on there. But is there a difference between the cloud and the chip body in that respect? Because you made the
statement
that
there is a bit of difference. See, here's the problem with him, with all of them, is their checks are good. So there's no trouble from that side of placing 10 orders within the chip body or the chip body having an activation. Within the cloud, it can move thumbs as it needs to move thumbs. So moving a transaction from the cloud in the chip body is what would engage the actual academia that places the information in a data stream that's picked up by the carbon in the cloud. So the chip body in this case would be the interaction of, oh, this is up, oh, this is down, oh, do this, oh, don't do this, oh, buy this, sell this, long this, short this, Peter Beater went to town scenario. But once it goes to the cloud, then it's done. See, and the transactions are so quick, that's why all the JWs have to check. Because the others, if it's a good idea, if one likes it, they all like it.
Could you talk some about backtesting?
About what? Say the word clearly.
Backtesting.
Backtesting.
It's not as much fun. It's not as much fun as front testing.
What's backtesting, Robert?
It's measuring the metrics up from maybe 6 months back. So front testing is more predictive and being futuristic about what's going to happen.
Yeah, more fun. Futuristic is just a past now that hasn't caught up to you yet.
Are you using robots and macros to help you?
They're available to us, but we don't require them.
What about for people who work here?
They have access to them, too, and they use them.
You see?
It's aperture. It's aperture science.
So it's necessary.
Yes. Bob?
Help!
Yeah, I'm here. Yes.
Find the belly fringe, Nina Sharp belly episode where Global Dynamics is running into the different tiers of they own this and they own that, they're running this and they're running that, and Walter gets to find certain things and access to certain things that were his all along that he didn't know he had. Do you remember the one? It's where you see Nina's arm for the first time.
Yes. Okay, Bart or Madeline or anybody, please take on that task for me. I'm very busy here. I don't have 5 minutes.
But that's the point. And when you find that, that'll explain sort of what a lot of the JWs run into with things. Because they're busy. They're really busy because they know stuff. And in knowing stuff, they do stuff. And in doing stuff, they're profoundly able to get things done. Now, staff and working, the close ones to them, know sort of the skinny. Does that make sense? They kind of know. So they're on it, and they don't question it, and they know. One of the JWs takes a Splenda in his coffee. None of the others do. And so they know if it's a blah, what is this, that's a different JW. But some of them on the inside that see them all the time would know that. That's huge, because that's one of the only tells that you can tell the difference. All the other mannerisms are just like every other day. They go up and down like a window shade. But that's one difference that one JW takes Splenda in his coffee. So the insiders would know that, and they kind of act a little different, a bit different. And that's noted, noticeable. Now, other people that work for them don't have a clue and just do the work. Because if they don't do the work, they're going to get fired.
Would someone in the room be able to witness the physical interchange, like if JW's...
Bob has. Bob has. This happened to Bob a couple of times when we were doing the symposium in...
Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
Burroughs' hometown. William Burroughs' hometown. Mm-hmm. Topic class by Brian.
So, yep. Bob, you saw one JW walk in the room and the other one... Where'd the other one go?
They went outside, and I caught the JWs out in the driveway who were taking a parent smoke break, peering in to see when their cue was to come back in. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a case where somebody just doesn't want to see it, so it's happening, and like people who just block their minds to it? So.
Oh, like, you mean like the major cause of traffic accidents in automobiles?
Okay, so people are just ignoring it. It's happening in front of us, and we're not seeing other people interchanging.
You don't even look at the lights anymore. You just respond. When everybody goes, you go. When everybody stops, you stop the light. The synesthesia of the light does not even affect you. It's great fun. You want to have some fun? Put Bob in a car. Because he won't drive it, of course, but put Bob in a car. He sees everything. Drivers don't.
Yeah, I don't drive. I aim.
Right. His handicap has improved since he got his big Bertha driver.